When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, cannot wait for more football starting tomorrow night. But the Commanders are who we're going to zero in on here with a 1 o'clock kick against the Eagles at Landover, back at Northwest Stadium. Feels like it's been a little while because they've only had the one home game dating back to really just before Thanksgiving at this point. A huge game, and they've got back-to-back home tilts against the Eagles, against the Falcons, as they barrel down the stretch. If they win two, they're going to be in the playoffs. If they win one, they might still make the playoffs, depending on the help that they get. But, Danny, the question we want to pose to people, and we'll open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this, at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, what makes you nervous about this team finishing strong? Coming out of now, two of their last three not being anything what they were supposed to be, not looking as good as they were supposed to. Is there something standing between you and being ultra confident that they finish this season out the way they're supposed to?
It's 2 points for me, and they're both related. So they're it sounds very dismissive. I don't mean it to be. They are a one-trick pony. And what I mean is, if they're not awesome on first down, the offense isn't any good. And that's really about running the ball. Right, this is who they are. When they are, you know, second and four, they're excellent. They're better than almost anybody. When that offense is right, see Tennessee, see Carolina, see, you know, when they beat up some of these bad teams, and they're ahead of the chains at all times, defenses are on their heels, they can be really, really good. When that goes away, just for whatever reason, whether, again, look at the Dallas game, look this past weekend against New Orleans, Pittsburgh at times, Philadelphia certainly made it a struggle, they don't have weaponry. They don't have the answers. Now, especially without Austin Eckler for some time still, if he does come back. You're without Zach Ertz probably for a time. You're without Noah Brown, who wasn't great to begin with. They don't have enough counters. Now, nobody's good on third and nine. That's the NFL, right? That's football. There are teams that also, though, if even given that watered down situation, who are worse even than that. And I think Washington's one of them. Just given the fact that if you stop them on first down, you stop them. Early downs, success makes this offense good. The games where they've struggled, you've seen it. Teams that are really, really good, that are total prolific offenses, can deal with a setback. Buffalo can deal with a first down stuff of a run. Baltimore can. You pick out some of the great offenses in this sport. Detroit certainly can, although maybe it's going to be harder for them as they continue to lose weaponry. But Washington is a good offense, certainly, when it's working right. When it's not, you see the struggle. And opponent has been irrelevant. When it comes to it, we thought, hey, okay, they're playing Philadelphia. That's a great defense. They struggled against Philadelphia. A lot of teams are. Well, explain Dallas to me. Explain New Orleans to me. Atlanta's defense on paper stinks. That hadn't mattered. Because if you can stop Washington on first down, a.k.a. you shove it on Brian Robinson and company, you all of a sudden can make Washington pretty pedestrian.
So the thing I'm most nervous about right now with the Commanders is their kicking game, which has not yet really cost them, but I can make the case that had that two-point conversion have gone in, we couldn't say that anymore. Because you would have missed a 54-yard field goal that probably needs to be made. Now, you could pick nits on should they have kicked it or not. Fine. But today, neither of their kickers was at practice. Both of them, and this is amazing, this is not a knock, both of them are having babies, it sounds like.
I don't know, nuts?
Something was in the water or what, but both of the wives are in the hospital, hopefully, with healthy babies being born as we speak, which is a great thing. But you can kind of add that to the pile in terms of just a lot going on with these guys, the lot they're thinking about in the case of Greg Joseph and Zane Gonzalez. Zane Gonzalez, who had a plant foot issue, who was injured enough that they didn't feel like he could kick this past week. He almost went, according to what we've heard. But remember, Austin Seibert came back and was supposedly given the full clean bill of health, if you remember. And then he kicked in a game and missed a couple of field goals. Didn't look anything like he had previously. Had a bad game on kickoffs, and they put him on injured reserve. The last few weeks, the kicking situation has gone from tenuous to problematic. And they have, to their credit, been good enough for the most part that it hasn't really ended up being a huge deal. But how does anyone feel great? Like, if I was to tell you right now that Washington is going to be lining up for a 47-yarder to beat the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend, how confident are you they make
it? You feel good?
Following week, let's say you lose to the Eagles, which is supposed to happen. Now you're playing the Falcons. It's a close game. They make a few plays. Bijan Robinson rips off a 39-yard touchdown run. Michael Penix throws for, you know, .175, couple touchdowns and a pick or whatever. And you're down 23-20 with a minute to go. You get the ball. Daniels gets you down the field, but now you got to kick a 50-yarder at the gun. We sure?
Sure about that?
We sure? We sure about that? 2 for 3 this past week. Is not really 2 for 3, is it?
It wasn't, kind of.
It's really 1 for 3.
Yeah.
Because Joseph missed the kick that he got a reprieve on thanks to triple zeros on the clock at the end of the third quarter. They missed 2 field goals against the Titans. They missed a field goal against the Cowboys and then the kickoff fiasco. So by my count, if we're not doing the reprieve based on nothing that they earned, just kind of a fortuitous thing, that is 1 for 5 in their last 2 games on field goals. 1 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that one more time. 1 for 5. And in their last 3 games, it's 3 for 8. I am worried about this field goal situation as you level up in competition.
Smell what you're cooking there. Again, that's if you were playing a close game. You're playing a tight one, right, where you end up needing those things. You don't notice when it's whatever it is, you know, 28-0, and you might miss one. Who cares? Whatever. You're already steamrolling somebody. But, yeah, you're leveling up the difficulty level. You don't have a win against a team with a winning record that's any good, to be frank with you. So you want to beat some of those teams. You're going to have to, you know, harvest your nuts. You got to make a couple deep field goals. You got to make one with a crosswind. You got to make one when things aren't ideal, right? When you're hurried or you're rushed or whatever. And even with Seibert, they didn't really have a dependable guy that has a great track record of long, sustained success. They thought they'd solve this thing when they signed McManus. We know how that went. It is what it is. This is whatever it is. Kicker number 7 this year, I suppose. I've lost count, to be honest with you. This is very Rivera-y in terms of that carousel. But yeah, you're 100% right. That is not a strength. It may go in, but do you feel good about it?